AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over the charge of obstruction of an official proceeding and whether it can be used against more than 300 people charged in connection with the Capitol riot. It comes from a law passed in the aftermath of the Enron financial scandal. Defendant attorney Jeffrey Green says it shouldn't be used.
Attempting to stop a vote count or something like that is a very different act than actually changing a document or altering a document.
Former President Donald Trump is facing two charges from Special Counsel Jack Smith in Washington that could be knocked out with a favorable ruling from the Supreme Court. Justice Clarence Thomas is back on the bench today after an unexplained one-day absence. This is day two of jury selection in New York in Donald Trump's hush money trial. No jurors were picked yesterday. Trump said he did nothing wrong.
I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense. Some accountant, I didn't know, marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was. And you get indicted over that?
He's accused of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal during the 2016 campaign. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says this trial will be a big test for Donald Trump.
It is going to be one of the hardest things for him to do. He is outspoken. We've seen that before court, after court. We've seen outbursts in other cases that he's had. And for him, being quiet, knowing that while he is the focal point of attention, he can't say anything.
A new AP NORC Center poll shows only about one-third of adults say Donald Trump did something illegal in the hush money case. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's sending impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. After the attack by Iran, UK-based budget airline EasyJet says it won't fly to Israel for the rest of the spring and summer. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are uneven in morning trading on Wall Street Tuesday. Strong profit reports from some big companies are competing with continued worries about high interest rates. The S&P 500 fell 0.1%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.3%, and the NASDAQ fell 0.1%. United Health Group jumped after reporting better profit for the start of the year than analysts expected. But Treasury yields rose again after the vice chair of the Federal Reserve suggested interest rates may stay high for a while. Traders are pushing out forecasts for when the Federal Reserve can begin cutting its main interest rate. Damian Troisi, New York.
The U.S. Olympic Committee worked out a sponsorship deal to help athletes get college degrees after they retire. Education company Guild says it has more than 250 offerings on its online platform for U.S. athletes, including opportunities for undergraduate and graduate programs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.